96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans. Green Bay continues to mourn Alex Preddy. Connie Fellman takes us there.
A memorial to Alex Preddy outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition. A banner signed by fellow Hornets offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preddy, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preddy's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. I cried. It was a lot of, there's a lot of sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community in Green Bay. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
February is Seen and Be Seen Month in Wisconsin. The Law of the Month reminds drivers that headlights improve visibility and safety. The State Department of Transportation Division of State Patrol encourages drivers to check that headlights are on and working properly during periods of darkness and limited visibility. During this time of year, winter weather conditions and longer hours of darkness make it especially important to remember the correct use of headlights. State law requires drivers to use headlights during hours of darkness and all other times when there isn't enough light to clearly see a person or vehicle 500 feet away, and in adverse weather conditions like fog, rain, or snow that limit visibility. Drivers should also be sure to check twice for road users on bikes and motorcycles. A recent report from the American Lung Association found that Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. James Kelly has more.
According to organization data, tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites each year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. High school students in Wisconsin also use tobacco at a higher rate than the national average. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on five categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. The state did receive a B grade in the final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The fired head of the University of Wisconsin system says he won't fight his removal, but he still doesn't know why it happened. Jay Rothman told WISN 12's Upfront program that he accepts that the Board of Regents had the right to let him go, but says no one ever explained their decision to him. Rothman says he chose to be fired rather than resign because he didn't want to, in his words, basically live a lie. Republican lawmakers are calling the move a partisan attack and are now threatening to block the governor's appointments to the Board of Regents. Governor Tony Evers has signed dozens of bills into law, touching everything from child safety online to housing veterans benefits and election procedures. Among the more notable measures, the state will spend $400,000 to fight internet crimes against children and create four new positions at the Department of Justice to pursue those cases. Another bill makes it easier for victims of sexual extortion to sue their attackers in civil court, even if no criminal charges were filed. And for the first time, Wisconsin schools will be required to teach students about adoption as part of health education. And mail delays in Wisconsin have gotten bad enough that a U.S. senator is now stepping in. Tammy Baldwin sent a letter this week urging the nation's top postal official to fix staffing shortages and delivery problems. The issues are particularly at the Oak Creek Processing Center, where packages have been known to sit untouched for weeks. A new federal watchdog report found people usually aren't notified when delays hit their area. And with a tax deadline and election approaching, Baldwin says the Postal Service needs to act fast. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team in Las Vegas to face off against North Dakota in the Frozen Four. Wisconsin has not lost since March 11th when they fell to Ohio State 7-1 in the Big Ten tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers head coach Mike Hastings.
I think the guys have done a phenomenal job at staying balanced here over the last couple of weeks. This mindset I haven't seen change from when we were embarrassed at home against Ohio State, and we learned a very valuable lesson. And so the guys, I think, took that, learned from it, and have turned the page, and they're doing the same thing this week.
NBA, the Bucks lost last night to the Pistons 137-111. One bright spot, the Bucks' Jericho Sims with 11 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, his first career triple-double, Doc Rivers.
That was good for Jericho. I mean, in a rough season, in a rough night, you know, we're playing the best team in the East off of back-to-back with guys out. I thought our guys did well.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We will see a little sunshine off and on here today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high right around 46 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 24 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little warmer with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.